It's Friday and it's time for Rebecca, aka Mental Girl. And before I go into my spiel, I will just say, take me with a grain of chat. These are my opinions and my thoughts that I'd like to share with you, things I'm doing to work on healing anxiety. And I always said that whatever works for me, I would love to share with others because let's all heal, right? If you're new to my podcast, please like and share and spread the word. I'm trying to grow from my regular listeners. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. I love seeing my listener count up. So let's go. Oh, hold on. I forgot to turn my notifications off. Which reminds me, if you're also new to my podcast, at some point when I get super successful and I really know what I'm doing, I will up the quality of my podcast. But right now, it's as if you and I met in a coffee shop or somewhere and we just sat down and it was my turn to talk and here I go. So, on being self-aware, see, I think that I have a pretty good self-care practice down. I always can do more, and I do. When I'm feeling like extra rattled, grouchy, or just like a lot of extreme emotion, and I know that for me, that's a sign for me to slather on extra self-care statements. I can say them out loud and just keep repeating them, write them on post-its and stick them around the house, do yoga, stretches, say them over and over and over again because it really does help. But, you know, there's also a lot of meaty self-aware work that I do, and I've been chatting about this. So, and basically, for me, in my opinion, this means I take care of me. You take care of you. Personal responsibility. You know, we stay in our lane. You're in your mind, I'm in mine. And what I try to practice is I try to stay out of blame, shame, anger, and criticism for myself and others, and I do the work. I do notice that I've been at times I get frustrated because it's a lot of work, and I am very aware of when I spiral down into these, you know, just toxic habits. When I tend to get into those toxic habits, I will notice that I'm doing sort of like the blame, shame, anger, and criticism on myself, and then I'm angry, I start looking around like I'm a hungry lion, and I'm kind of like, you know, you did that thing to me and I'm pissed, and I remember you pissing me off way back then and I didn't like it, and you're pissing me off now and I want to tear your head off, and I go through these cycles of all this. And now for me, it sort of goes something like, Rebecca, you're pissed off, what's happening? You can't control what that person does, but you know what? I need to pause. Because engaging in warfare, verbal or otherwise, isn't rewarding or of value. There's a human emotion happening. It's okay. I just don't need to go down the weird spiral of, I'm shit. What's wrong with me? I'm so stupid to keep caring about this stuff. And why am I not above this? And this doesn't help. And then I'm sort of like angry with others. But, you know, I'm kind of like, breathe, let's break it down, baby, you know? So I actually either get extra loving with myself or a little sassy and fun. So I take deep breaths, you know? I realize I'm having a feeling. And unless I feel like committing myself to hitching myself to that grouch horse, I can observe it. Drop the reins, back off from the horse. If there's a person involved and they're standing right near me, breathing, back off. They're literally in front of me, you know, I might have to just be like, you know what, I need to take care of some things and I need to work through some stuff, and that someone probably is you, so I don't think anything's going to be solved here, so I'm going to go over here and work on myself, because I really believe nothing gets gained dealing with hot-headed people, including when you're hot-headed, because really the only thing I can do is control me. I can control me, but I can't control other people. And I say to myself, you know this from experience, that people can piss you off, but they'll make you mad the longer you stay around. So when I hit pause and walk away, and I said, let's go do the work. And I go, come on, don't look, don't keep looking, don't get passive aggressive, don't hint that I'm pissed, just smile and let's take a pause. There's this statement, and I love it. A friend of mine has it posted up around her workspace, and I just actually recently sent her an email just thanking her for it because I adore the message so much, and I was dealing with a lot of emotions, and I had to actually do this exact work, and I thought of her, so I wrote to her. She was totally thrilled because she was going through something similar, and basically, it's about you don't know anybody in interaction. You really don't, and at times, sometimes it's best not to, just to wait. It's just do the work. And how cool is that? When you just notice, okay, I'm pissed. Something's been stirred. My apples have been salted. Now what? What? It's like I want some kind of validation or prize, right? But that comes. But before all that, I have to mentally work it out. Is it easy? No. But I say over and over and over again, when you do this, yes, it's very rewarding. Because while doing the work, old thoughts will come up. If you're like me, you know, like old stuff gets kind of stirred up. And then I kind of think if other people have pissed me off and if this person has pissed me off before, it opens up my files. And then I really feel it. And then I'm like, drop it. Drop it. Yep. It's like you win it when it's in the bin. Don't let your mind keep going in that direction. So I'm trying to label my thoughts. Like, is that a past thought? That looks like a future one. What's present? What's happening right now? Because if you're really doing the work, that self-care, self-aware work, and you're right there in the present moment, that moment's yours. And you want to extend this energy forward, so you want to breathe. And this isn't about letting people walk all over you or crap all over you. It's about taking power back and saying with your shoulders back, what's really important here? And if you can reason and communicate with the other person, have at it, because I think that's wonderful. And I've had those. They're beautiful. And you kind of take turns and you repair and resolve. But there are some moments, no, you just can't. You feel it's just the anger. You're getting angry. You're standing there. Things are being said. If miscommunication is happening, that's when you're just like, yep, walk away, wish them well, and you take charge. You kind of look at the situation, all right, I can see that we're not going to be able to resolve this quickly and painlessly, so I'm going to take charge of me. You go do you, I need to do me, and for some reason being in your presence makes me so angry, and I just feel like I need to do the work. I need to figure out what's my part, what's a part of something that I can control, and how I'd like to proceed. And then again, wish them well. And you actually don't have to say anything. You can actually do a lot of this in your mind, but if you're close with this person, go ahead and say all that. And if they ask you and they keep pushing, well, then you know it's really time to take a break. And just say you have stuff to do, you have work to do, you wish them well. It really actually is that simple. For some reason, they keep pushing and like prodding. Then you stop answering. They'll figure it out. Most people will stop. It's like they realize the manipulation is getting unhooked from your body and your essence. But, you know, if you're like me, you might worry a little bit about it. You might say, is this going to make things worse? Should I call? Should I try? Am I being nice? And all of this. If you wish them well, all is well. If you basically send out like some good energy that you really want a resolution, time and silence, it's needed for solutions to grow. And that's what will happen. And now you deal with your own patience. Because having things unresolved does bug me. But if the thing is going to be unsolved, and I have to deal with someone who's literally making me super upset, it's not a win for me. But if silence and time and patience, working on myself, figuring out why this person makes me so angry and sad and upset, wishing them well, but kind of like I'm experimenting. And notice, with enough time away, you start to feel better. It's like a win-win, and you can rejoice a little bit. If for some reason you kind of feel the urge to talk to them, you can bring out, make some notes. And kind of figure this out. Is this someone who's willing to work through it, or will you just get right back up and tied back into knots? Because you may have to reevaluate the relationship and sort of set up some new boundaries. I don't think, you know, unless it's really toxic, but no one needs to be like chucked out of your life. But hanging around with them might just not be in your best interest. And guess what? It's not in theirs either. So taking the time to do this self-care, self-aware work, and you're working on learning new techniques. You know, just completely separate from the situation. And sometimes you just need to just separate yourself from the person. You may just have to like put the issue down somewhere. Just envision a beautiful box of love and put it in there. Why not? Why not let it sit and marinate, you know, marinate in love and see if a solution pops up? You may find one naturally happens, and that is a big win. So count all these wins. Every time you rise up and do the work, it's a win. Every time you counter all that toxic energy with love and kindness for yourself first, because naturally that overflows to others, but really, it's really rewarding, and that's another big win. And again, it's not easy because thoughts pop up. I grumble, oh, I want to say this or that, or if I could just, oh, I want to shove all this in their face to show them. But then I remember, Rebecca, when has that ever been rewarding, really? Come on. It's like, I tell myself, it's like a dog with an old slobbered up bone that's covered with dirt and gross stuff. There's no taste left. There's a whole other beautiful new bone over here with a lot of yum meat on it. And all the dog needs to do is drop the old bone and pick up the new one. And sure, the dog is first and grouchy and says, "Grr, don't touch my bone." And then once that delicious, rewarding smell of the new bone comes in, then the dog is like, "I'm trashing this junk bone. What was I, nuts?" And there you go, see? Be the dog that knows the better bones to eat. And go get your bone. All right, thank you so much for listening. Till next time.